Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A lawsuit in Utah that was designed to promote polygamy ultimately came to a dead end. The case has now been dismissed by a federal court of appeals. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This case, Holly, arose from some people that are part of this TV program called Sister Wives, and they are engaged in one legal marriage and what they call several spiritual marriages. Basically, what they're doing is polygamy. And they filed suit, and the lower court ruled that the laws banning polygamy in Utah were unconstitutional. It went up to the Federal Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals didn't rule on the merits, but they ultimately dismissed the case as being moot. So for now, marriage in Utah no longer is bound by that lower court ruling. It still does not permit polygamy.
You know, as someone who's been in the communications field and the media for so many years, it never ceases to amaze me the power that the media has over our culture and our society. And in this instance, when something is so wrong that since 2010, this program has been airing regarding this man with his many wives, a Washington Post TV critic said, this program is a public relations gift from above. And I'm just sitting here going, the power of the media to our society is just absurd.
And it's wicked. And, you know, to call evil good and good evil, to call white black and black white, they are completely confused. You know, Deuteronomy chapter 28 says essentially the same thing as Romans chapter 1 says. And both of them say that when you reject God in Deuteronomy 28 and his commandments, and Romans 1, when you reject the creator and worship the created thing, you have a confused mind. That confused mind translates into calling polygamy on this TV show a gift from above. Well, it's not a gift from above.
Not at all.
It's a curse from below.
And in fact, they're confused.
They're absolutely confused. In fact, if you go back to the very founding of the country, when you look at how did Utah ever become a state in the first place? Because Utah was a territory, and there were several others. There were about five of them. Utah was not the only one. New Mexico was also part of this, and some of the other states in that area that had polygamy. When the 13 colonies became 13 states and they created the United States of America, and then they had the different territories that were not states yet, as they started to advance west, they wanted to be sure that as they advanced west and they brought in these new territories, later states, that the liberty that they fought for would not be jeopardized. Well, two things that they felt were very important. One, religion and morality. So they encouraged public schools to teach religion and morality. So the Northwest Ordinance that governed the territory said religion, it was very important, and knowledge was very important for the teaching and the securing of liberty. So they required religion and morality to be taught in our public schools. And number two, they wanted to make sure that the family structure stayed intact. Mm-hmm. So what did they do? For Utah and four other states, as a prerequisite to joining the Union, they required them to abandon polygamy. Mm-hmm. And they had to put it into their laws, and they had to put it into the authorizing documents, and they had to put it into their constitutions that they would ban polygamy. Otherwise, they could not be a state of the United States of America. Why was that important to them? Because they knew that the family structure of mom and dad, not dad and multiple women, not polygamous relationships, but the family unit of mother and father giving birth to children, that was the very first cell of our society. You destabilize that, you destabilize our society. So it was so important to them that they wanted to make sure that they, as a prerequisite to joining the Union, would abandon polygamy. That goes back to the founding of America.
Yeah, that's a great history lesson there, Matt. But what happened? I mean, we're looking at this polygamy situation now with these religious people in Utah, what has happened to that?
Well, what's happened is we've become a secularist country. You go back to the two things, right? When we created a republic, you know, George Washington said that religion and morality were the twin pillars that undergird America. You can't be patriotic if you undermine them. John Adams, the first president, first vice president, second president, said our Constitution is made only for a religious and a moral people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So when you have a republic that has a limited structural authority, you have to have people that have individual self-restraint. They have to be moral people. How do you become a society of moral people? You teach Judeo-Christian and particularly Christian principles. That's why the Northwest Ordinance said you needed to teach, you need to establish these public schools, because the public schools were the place where the young generation were taught Christianity and Judeo-Christian principles to train them to be moral people. So when you therefore undermine that, you affect all of our society. So what happened was the Supreme Court in the 1960s, 1961 and 62, they began the assault on the public education system. It started before that with John Dewey, when he wanted to remove religion from the schools and create a religion of secular humanism to be taught in the schools. And that's what ultimately started from the Columbia Teaching Hospital. And that was the largest teaching university in New York. The Columbia University was the place that trained most of the teachers throughout the country. And that was where John Dewey was. And John Dewey ultimately changed the face of education. It eventually ultimately impacted the Supreme Court. In the 60s, they booted prayer and reading of the Bible out of the school. So they used the institution to be able to preserve our liberty through the teaching of religion and morality. They used that institution to literally remove religion and morality from that institution. And now you end up with this.
You end up with people that ultimately
are praising polygamy. So it is exactly what the founders envisioned. Education was important to teach religion and morality, and marriage between a man and woman was important. Now you have both of those under attack.
You know, I think of us here at Liberty Council, we strive to uphold God's plan for marriage of one man and one woman. And we're dealing with all these same-sex marriage issues, everything from Kim Davis and, you know, other people losing their businesses because they're refusing to compromise that. And now you have a woman who's a former polygamist wife saying, we have been told over and over again, we need to protect the principle of plural marriage at any cost. What is going on?
Well, you know, and in fact, obviously the writer of that particular article had to search far and wide for a former polygamist wife
exactly.
to have something positive to say about polygamy, because you're going to find the majority of those former polygamous wives say that this was a place where women were abused.
I was going to say, from a practical standpoint, having many wives, I can't see how that works.
It's not going to work. I mean, obviously, some are going to get treated one way and some are going to get treated the other way, and you're going to get the shorter end of the stick, especially if you're older, obviously. I mean, let's just face it. You're going to be discriminated against, and so there's horrendous stories from people who have left the polygamous lifestyle about the problems that they face in that lifestyle. It's not this panacea of wonderful, happy-go-lucky. You're all a bunch of sisters having a bunch of fun. That's a Hollywood-made movie. It's not reality. For more information, you can visit Liberty Council's website, lc.org. Marriage is the foundation of our society, and as we destabilize it by trying to redefine what it is, frankly, attempting to redefine reality as part of the natural created order, there are consequences to it. Go to Liberty Council's website. Stand with us as we advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family. You can visit lc.org or go to libertycouncil.com, and there you can sign up for one or more of our many newsletters. You can sign up there for the Liberty Council, the Liberty Council Action Grassroots emails. You can also sign up for the Christians in Defense of Israel email, and also the Liberty Relief International. Those are four different ministry outreaches of Liberty Council. Liberty Council, Liberty Council Action, Christians in Defense of Israel, and Liberty Relief International, our international humanitarian relief program that helps persecuted Christians around the world, but particularly in the Middle East. All of those emails are available by going to libertycouncil.com. That's libertycouncil.com. You can also get to lc.org and scroll to the bottom, and you'll find an icon there that would allow you to sign up for all of those as well. First of all, get educated, stay informed, and pray for Liberty Council and continue to financially support us, because all the ministry that we do, all the outreach that we do at no cost, pro bono to all of those that need our assistance. Thank you for joining with us. Thank you for being a partner with Liberty Council. Again, visit the website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.